You'll notice that in lots of pop songs that you hear, they're always saying something like, we could have had it all. It's always past tense, because the fact of the matter is you cannot have it all. It's a basic lesson in life, and it's definitely a basic accounting lesson as well. It's something that...
I'm going to have it all.
Perhaps,
I've
really?
I've decided, yeah.
When?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, good luck with that. I'll check back in with you tomorrow to see how it's going. But, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're making your own budget at your dinner table or if you're President Obama and his economic team. You can't have everything. Later this morning, the president sends his 2013 budget plan to the Congress. It includes a lot of stuff: spending on highway construction, schools, increased taxes for both wealthy Americans and corporations. But it doesn't have any real significant spending cuts. Here's the White House Chief of Staff Jack Lew, who defended the president's plan on ABC News this weekend.
I think that there's pretty broad agreement that the time for austerity is not today. We need to be on a path where over the next several years we bring our deficit under control. Right now we have a recovery that's taking root, and if we were to put in austerity measures right now, it would take the economy in the wrong way.
We're joined now by our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. Todd, first of all, this is already getting pushback from Republicans, but that was expected, was it not? I mean, the GOP was probably going to oppose anything that the president put on the table.
They probably would have, except this is sort of broader than that. The president's budget and, you know, what to do about our entitlements and our taxes and government spending, the size of government, is the great debate of our time. We're coming out of a recession. There's an election later on this year. Republicans and Democrats, Celeste, have very different ideas about the size of government, wealth redistribution, taxes. This budget is all part of that.
All right, so let's talk about what's in here. As I said, there's increased spending on a number of things. What is the president spending on? What is he cutting back on?
Well, the president wants to spend on things that you might think of as traditional stimulus. You know, he's tried for the last couple of years to get Congress, particularly the Republicans in the House, to agree to more spending on roads and infrastructure, bridges, interchanges, tunnels. They haven't gone for it. This budget, again, says let's spend $50 billion right away on increased infrastructure and about $300 billion over 10 years. There's increased money for schools, teachers, and school reconstruction. And that's a big one for the White House because, indeed, later on this morning, the president goes into the suburbs, the D.C. suburbs in Virginia, to a school to emphasize that very pitch. There's increased spending on other areas of business investment, some esoteric parts of government that actually develop programs that business can feed off of for more fluid investment and stuff like that. But there aren't a ton of areas of increased spending. There are a few cuts, but you were right before, Celeste, no big cuts in the big areas like Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security.
However, the White House is projecting that it'll actually decrease the deficit by a significant amount. How is that possible?
Well, there are some haircuts and some minor trims to programs over 10 years. There are about $350 billion in cuts to Medicare over 10 years, but not in benefits, not in the amount of health care that you get. It's basically cutting benefits to hospitals, doctors, and other providers. But the big deficit reduction that you're seeing over 10 years, this budget calls for $3 trillion in deficit reduction in addition to the $1 trillion that they already agreed to in the Budget Control Act. That would bring a total of $4 trillion. White House, by the way, wants credit for the $1 trillion they already made a deal on. So they say $4, but really this budget calls for $3. Let's keep that in mind. It's increased taxes. This is the traditional liberal Democratic play on a deficit reduction. Families making $250,000 or more, those Bush tax cuts reversed, repealed. The Warren Buffett rule, which has become a big debate this year and is going to get a lot of play during the election. If you're making over $1 million, the Buffett rule says your taxes should be at least 30% over $1 million. This budget includes that as well. There are increased fees on oil companies, getting rid of tax breaks for major corporations. All of this gets you about $1.5 to $1.7 trillion in deficit reduction. There's a lot of increased taxes in here for the wealthy.
So, I mean, with this budget, Todd, it almost seems, and I've only seen kind of a basic layout of the plan, but it almost seems as though this is Obama saying, okay, I'm done trying to compromise. I'm just going to put forth what is my ideal budget, and then we'll see how much we can hash out in the end.
I think that that's very much true. I think what it is we'll see how much we can hash out in the election. We've already said, Celeste, that Republicans and Democrats in Washington have agreed that those big questions, Medicare, Social Security, taxes, debt, and deficit, they're not going to solve it this year. They tried with the Biden talks. They tried with the super committee. They tried with Boehner and the president. Not going to happen. The election has to sort it out. Really what this document is, look, Congress is never going to take the president's budget as it's going to exist this morning, put it on the floor of the House and Senate and pass it. That's not going to happen. What this really is, and you're right about this is a broad statement of governing philosophy. And I think liberals, progressives, parts of the Democratic base who've been mad at President Obama over the last few years because they never got a public option in the health care bill, for instance, because maybe the president put Medicare and Social Security on the table too early in debt talks, or maybe because the president extended the Bush tax cuts when he said he wouldn't. All of those things have made economic progressives pretty mad. Well, you know what? If they look at this budget, they might feel a little bit better about what they think is in the president's heart in terms of governing philosophy, the size of government, the role of government in our economy. That's really what this budget document is. You have to think of it as a broad statement, a campaign statement, really, of economic philosophy.
A campaign statement, but also to a certain extent, Todd, this kind of implies that the president feels like he's winning this argument, that this is coming from what he considers to be a position of power, and the way that this budget is going to play out for the American people.
Both sides feel like they're sort of winning in this argument, and obviously not both of them are, so that's going to make this election fascinating. The president says with this document, and you heard Jack Lew say it in the cut that you played at the top, yes, we need to curb the debt. It's $14 trillion. We must get it under control. Everybody agrees on that. Cutting deeply now, too fast, simply takes money out of the economy that's stoking jobs, that's putting money into the churn of the economy. If we cut too much too quickly, which is tempting, we damage the economic recovery, and economic recovery is the real engine of debt reduction. Republicans, on the other hand, say, yes, economic recovery is the real engine of debt reduction, but you know the Republican philosophy. Government is too large. It plays too large a role in our lives and too large of a role in business. Cut it now. There may be some short-term pain, but the long-term benefit for the patient, the economy is better. Government will be smaller, taxes will be lower, we won't raise taxes, and that's overall better for the economy, even if it hurts a little bit in the short term. Those, I think, are the two main sort of 30,000-foot views of the economic philosophy of the two sides.
And we'll see which side wins, if either of them does, with the budget. The president sending his 2013 budget plan to Congress today. Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, thank you so much.
Thanks for the medical metaphor there, Todd.
Got to keep the patient healthy.
There we go.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.